Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Tahrimi Ihdad al-Mar'ati ala Mayyitin Fuqa Thalathati Ayyamin Illa ala Zawjiha Arba'ata Ashhurin wa Asharata Ayyam. The chapter on the prohibition for a woman to mourn for more than 3 days. A woman to mourn for more than 3 days over a deceased besides her husband. But when it's a husband that has passed away, in this case, she should do so for 4 months and 10 days. So, mourning for a period of 3 days is for any other person, but for the husband, it is for 4 months and 10 days. So here we learn something that Shariat wants to bring closure. When a person loses a family member, Shariat wants to bring closure. The mourning period is 3 days. After 3 days, there's no further mourning to this. So now, what it means is, the person doesn't keep on reminiscing. They must carry on with their life. And ulama explain also that somebody has lost a family person. So now, to visit that person within 3 days, this is known as taziyat. Within 3 days, to visit that person, console him, you lost a family member. So this is called taziyat. But after this now you go to the 4th day and 5th day, you know, that's finished. The taziyat period is finished. Except if it's a person from out of town. Out of town, now he is coming from maybe somewhere else, coming to Durban. Now he comes and he visits that person, then there's no harm coming after 3 days. But the people of the town, they should visit within 3 days. And after that, there's no continuously reminding that person, I'm so sorry, you lost a family member. This continuous reminder keeps on opening up those wounds. So Shariat has got such a beautiful way. Yes, there's 3 days, everybody can come and console the person, give the person words of encouragement, du'as, etc. After that, don't keep on reminding that person. Sometimes we think we're doing a person a favor by going and reminding him of that family member that passed away. Now, in the meanwhile, this person just managed to get over it, and now we reopen the wounds. So this is the beauty of Shariat. It allows that person that space also to overcome those difficulties that he experiences. It's a bit of a long hadith, we'll do it. Zainab binti Abi Salama narrates, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that I went to visit Ummi Habiba, radiyallahu anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when her father Abu Sufyan ibn Harb radiyallahu anhu had passed away. She asked for some yellow colored perfume or something like that and applied some of it to a slave girl. She then rubbed some of it on her own cheeks and said, by Allah, I have no need to perfume. I got no need to put perfume. However, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whilst on the mimbar, it is not lawful for a woman who believes in Allah and the last day to mourn over a deceased for more than 3 days besides her husband, for whom she may do so for 4 months and 10 days. Zainab radiallahu anha said that I went to visit Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu ta'ala anha when her brother had passed away. She asked for some perfume and applied it. She then said, listen, by Allah, I have no need for perfume. However, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whilst on the pulpit, it is not lawful for a woman who believes in Allah Ta'ala and the last day to mourn over a deceased for more than 3 days besides a husband, for whom she may do so for 4 months and 10 days. These are the Mubarak wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are actually showing us practically how it should be done. That after this period has passed, now there's no need for a person. This mourning period actually in Shariat they refer to it as Ihdad. Ihdad is tarke zinat. A person leaves out beautifying themselves for this period. For example, how she would normally beautify herself with jewelry, and she would normally put some type of makeup in the home, or she'll put some type of cream to beautify herself. These things she leaves out during this period. When it's her husband, then it's 4 months and 10 days. When it's other relatives, then it's a period of 3 days. Here too, she doesn't have to, when she's married, and now she got other relatives that have passed away. Now if her husband doesn't want her to leave out any type of beautification, then she doesn't leave it. That's not correct for her. But this is talking about specifically when it is a husband that has passed away. Now she leaves out all type of beautifications. So, one thing we learn from here is that Shariat is teaching us such a beautiful method. And the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam practically demonstrated they had no need to put that perfume, but just to show that this is what Islam is all about, that we don't continuously remind ourselves and reminisce. We are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we are taught to read this one dua in the morning. We also read it in as taliman so that we can learn. Radina billahi rabba. That, O Allah, we are happy with you as our Rabb. What is meant by this? O Allah, we are happy with you and whatever decision you made. You made a decision for that family member to pass away. Oh Allah, we're happy with your decision. Completely happy. Oh Allah, that loss I made in my business, that accident that I had, whatever I had that I didn't like, رَضِيْنَا بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. Oh Allah, we're happy with you. We're happy with all your decisions. وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Oh Allah, we're happy with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sunnat. Every sunnat that he showed us. That sunnat of morning also, Allah, we're happy with that sunnat. How to do it? We're happy with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wabil Islami deena. Oh Allah, we're happy with Islam as our deen. That whatever ways have been shown to us in Islam, oh Allah, we are completely happy with this. So this is what is meant by reading this dua. When we read this dua, is that we are happy with whatever Islam has shown us. So from amongst the things that we have been shown is even this period of mourning. Therefore, one of our buzruks, he had passed away. Immediately, his wife took out all the jewelry that she had. Immediately, whatever jewelry she was wearing, she took it out. She said, Shariat now has taught me that for this period, I mustn't beautify myself. I must leave out all this beauty. So immediately, that's the first thing that her mind went to. Imagine, normally when a person gets the news that the husband has passed away, people go frantic. People, they don't know how to react. But this woman, the first thing came to her is, let me practice on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever jewelry she had, she took it out. She said, right now, everything else I can concentrate on, what I need to do. But the first things I need to do is practice on the Mubarak sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.